that way.
Was this, the front part, was that just rock then, or
mm-hmm.
what?
Ours was built out of a lime rock, yeah, which was cut out of the banks back over beyond where we live. There was a lime deposit over there that they could cut lime rock from.
Never seen one.
Is that
quite like that? I mean, I've seen, you know, brick or...
No, this is, this, nobody in this area could afford any brick. Thought maybe I could sit right here and show you one, but I don't. I can't believe I see one right now. But it's made out of a bigger block. And what they had, a special saw that they'd go in there and they would cut those slabs of this limestone out and build a chimney, stack the chimney up.
The part up above the fireplace that...
Now we call it the mantle, the mantle board, the mantle.
And say if you wanted to build a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it?
Oh, you couldn't use anything but lightered.
What
light wood, I think is the right pronunciation. It's kindling with lots of tar, pine kindling, and you could pick something like the rood or something that had a lot of heart that was just a rich with tar in it that would just blaze up just real quick.
When you talk about kindling, are you referring to a specific type of wood or just small pieces?
No, I'm talking about, when I talk about kindling or lightered, as we call it, light wood, I believe that's right. But I'm thinking about a pine tree that had lots of heart, and then it has either lightning struck it, it died, the wind blew it over or something, and all the sap, the outside, has rotted from that tree and has left you with nothing but this good, rich heart wood there, and that's what we call lightered. Sometimes it'll be, you dig up a stump, and that would be lighted. Anything that's real fat and rich in tar content where it would blaze up real, it'd be easy to start a fire with. That's what we call lighting.
And you might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace.
Your back log.
Huh?
Your back log.
Y'all did that too?
Yeah. But that was usually an oak log. Something like oak or hardwood. Water oak is real good. Pin oak's real good. Blackjack is real good. Blackjack oak's real good. You can set it back over in the back and get all the benefits of you.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot. Soot.
That's the same thing? What you shovel out of the fireplace.
Your ashes.
And talking about things that you'd have in a room, this thing here would be called a...
Just chair would be all that we would do.
What about something longer, that three or four?
Settee would be one, that, a word that we would have used.
Any other names?
No, I believe that's about the only one I remember that we used around our house. There's some others that we use, so I was just trying to think.
Is that what you'd call it nowadays?
No, I believe we'd go with couch now.
What about sofa?
Sofa? Yeah, no, that one was used quite a bit.
Is that used nowadays, or?
Yeah, be used sometime. But just about everybody, I think, in this area, usually they're talking about a something to seat people that holds more than one or two. Well, you're talking about a couch. They'll use that term. Sofa's used some, but not too much, I don't believe.
And what would people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Chiff robe.
Okay, what did that look like?
Big old box sitting over in the corner. You didn't have closets. Not too many people had closets. They usually call these box deals they usually call them chiff robes.
Did that have drawers in it or a place for hanging?
Most of them, I think, Barbara, that I have seen just had the hanging parts. In later years, they began to put